You are listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones.
Yes, good morning, saints of God, and it is time to wake up, me included. These chilly days, you just almost don't want to get out of bed, and it's hard to believe that I called my sister, and it's freezing up there. She's from Louisville, Kentucky, and we're freezing down here in Florida, so it is absolutely chilly. And this morning, I had breakfast at Cracker Barrel, and waiters, if I could sit near a fire so I could study, and they have a fire at Cracker Barrel in the winter when it gets cold, sit next to the fire and having a little bit of breakfast and studying the Word of God, And I just said, Lord, thank you just for this day. No matter if it's cold, warm, hot, I just thank you, because your word reminds us all that this is a day that he has made. And he said, let us rejoice and be glad. Danny, thank you for helping me with controls, and glad you're feeling better, buddy. Hope you don't mind me sharing that, but I'm glad you're feeling better. And all you that are listening, I just pray that my program is a great blessing to you. And you know what? I was telling Danny this morning, you know, we're all called. You're called to do something. I'm called to do something. And we're not trying to make a name. You know, I remember one time in Hawaii, you know, we were, when I was a missionary, and we were on the in the streets of Waikiki ministering. We used to stay on the streets from like 9 o'clock at night till about 5, 6 o'clock. I mean, Hawaii, I tell you, if you ever go there and you go to Waikiki, that place is alive. Some people don't sleep over there. And so it was a good opportunity for the church guys and I to go there and do street witnessing and led many people to Jesus. And I remember one night, you know, we were ministering, and my friend Lee was playing the guitar. Daryl was ministering. Many people just were getting saved and touched by the Lord. And I just said, Lord, look what we're doing. Look what we're doing. And the Holy Spirit touched my heart. He did. And the Lord really got a hold of me. And the Lord ministered to me and says, through the Holy Spirit, and said, son, where are your nail marks? And I looked, and Daryl and them were looking at me like, what's going on? I said, I think the Lord, Holy Spirit's dealing with me. And they said, what's going on? I thought, I'm not really sure at this point. And I just bowed my head and said, Lord, I'm not sure. And the Holy Spirit put on my heart that said, look at your hands. And I looked at my hands and didn't see anything. And I thought, I'm not sure I understand. And there's a scripture that says, that came to my heart. And it said, I share my glory with no man. And the Holy Spirit reminded me that, Tom, you don't have those nail marks. He does. So none of us will have those nail marks, only Jesus. And he shares his glory with no man. So whatever you do, you know, and I had to repent on the streets of Waikiki and say, Lord, I'm sorry that, you know, it's all about, you know, it's all about what we're doing. And no, it's all about what Jesus is doing. You know, it's all about what he's doing. You know, and it's so true that whatever you do, make sure you give him all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And I'm really sincerely saying that, you know. And the scripture I have today, I hope to fire me up a little bit. And I hope the Holy Spirit fires me up more and more, and you as well, that we can hear the essence of his heartbeat. And you know what his heartbeat's? People, people, people. That's what Jesus is after. What he died on that cross for? To shed his precious blood that you and I might have life, and life more abundantly. I'm going to play a praise song, because my story this morning in the scriptures is about Jesus and the disciples. And I'm going to read it real quick, and then I'm going to put on a praise song, because I want us to get in the habit of praising Jesus. You know, I'm try to have some quiet time in the morning, you know, put some praise music on and read the scriptures and have some quiet time, you know, because the world, they're all chatty, and everybody's on the internet, and everybody's on the website, we're all too busy anymore. Let's take some time and just say, Lord, I want to hear from you. I don't want to hear from the world, and I don't want to hear, you know, all these people that are, you know, I know we have freedom of speech, but I mean, we're going too far with freedom of speech. I mean, everybody's, you can voice your opinion, and now we're screaming at one another, and we're yelling at one another, or I'm breaking windows, and we're mad. We're just literally, you know, our nation, I tell you what, it's God help us. Lord, you help our country. So the scripture I'm going to before I put on the praise music is found in Luke. And let's go to verse 37. Then, as he was now drawing near the descent of Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees called to Jesus from the crowd, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. That's interesting. You know, Pharisees are the religious people, I believe, and called to Jesus and said, you know, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. Look at verse 40. If you're driving, just listen. but it's the verse 40 says, but Jesus answered and said to them, I tell you that if I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. So here the Pharisees are trying to tell Jesus, tell those boys to be quiet. And Jesus just said to them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, then the stones will immediately cry out. The earth is going to cry out and worship and praise Jesus. Jesus created the creation for you to enjoy as well. But we need to start praising Jesus more and spending more time with him. And that's what I encourage you to do. Spend more time with him. Get closer to him. Do you want the rocks to cry out? If we remain silent, they will. Everybody else on this planet is yelling and screaming and mad and upset. And, you know, we've gone kind of, I don't know what the word is, kind of crazy a little bit. You know, it's okay to voice your opinion. You know, you may not always agree with this political party, and I'm not being political or by no means, but there's a certain way you have to go about it. You know, you don't scream at that person. You don't call names, someone names. You know, the scriptures tell us, you know, that how we're to speak. Jesus teaches us with our mouth. You know, it's okay that you do have freedom of speech, but, you know, how do you represent Jesus, especially, you know, Christians, you know? Lord, help us with our mouth when we speak, because the tongue can is dangerous sometimes, and it can set a forest ablaze, the Bible says. And how is our speech? You know, would Jesus be proud of you, you know, throwing rocks in a building and yelling at this person, yelling at this governor, and the governor's yelling at this person, and the president's yelling at this one and this one and this? It's just, you know, we need him. I tell you, we need Jesus. We need Jesus like never before. And I'm going to go into a scripture after the praise music and tell you why we need Jesus. He said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. I meet people on the street screaming. You know, I go to work. I do ministry. I'm at the homeless. I went to the homeless shelter last week, and I'm not here tooting a horn or bragging. How do these people have time to be yelling on the streets? Aren't they working? The Bible said, if you don't work, you don't eat. Who's paying these people? You know, and I don't want to get into all this stuff, but, you know, if you protest peacefully, you know, don't be throwing rocks and stuff at people's cars and breaking windows, and, you know, it's just insanity. I just think, Lord, help us stay focused. Have our nation come back to you. And we are a Christian nation, you know, despite what anyone says. I heard one person say one time that we're no longer a Christian nation, but we are a Christian nation, and we were founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and we need to understand that. You know, it's not about us. You know, our founding fathers, what they did was just wow. You know, they actually heard from God to write the Constitution. I mean, they literally heard. It was a divine appointment with those guys, you know. And look at how far we've come today, you know. Are we that light into the dark places? Are you, you know, a light to your neighbors, to your workers at the workplace? And when you travel, are you yelling at the stewardess? Are you complaining, you know? And Lord, help us. Help us with our heart. You know, let our heart beat again. Let our heart beat again for you. You know, bring about revival in our land, Father God, that we can really just humble ourselves, draw near to you. And if those that are listening don't know you, that they would come to know you as Lord and Savior. You know, and that's why I'm here each week, to stir you up and encourage you, you know, it's not about Tom being here trying to make a name. I'm not on the radio to be known. I don't want to be known. You know, Jesus's name needs to be known, not mine, his name. You know, if we lift him up, he said he would draw all men to him, you know, and that's what we're here to do. You know, and if we have to get really so secure in Jesus, you know, and I notice it in the church a little bit, and I'm not picking on my church or any churches, but, you know, we have to get so secure in Jesus that my identity is not in what I have possessed, my home. My identity is not my job title, my ministry. My identity I get from Jesus. And when you're secure in that, and when you get so secure in Jesus, you're not going to feel threatened by another brother. You're not going to feel threatened by another sister. And I shared this at the men's group the other night. You're not going to feel threatened. If you are secure in Jesus, that anyone that comes up to you, and if they have a call in their life, which we all do, you're not going to feel threatened of them. You're going to encourage them. Instead of feeling threatened and insecure, you're going to be secure because you know Jesus. You're not going to feel threatened by this brother. You're not going to feel threatened by that sister, because you know who you are in Christ. And we need to stay focused. And when you get so secure in Jesus, you know, then whoever comes your way, you're going to encourage them. You're going to encourage that brother. You're going to encourage that sister. You're going to encourage that pastor. You're going to encourage that missionary that comes to your church. And I see that's lacking. And I've got to be upfront and honest with you all. You know, I'm not here to be doom and gloom today, but I'm here to tell you the church needs to kick it up another notch. Because Hebrews 3:13, they talk about it, but I don't see anything going on. And listen here, when Hebrews 3:13 tells us we are to encourage one another daily while a day is still called the day, we better do it. We better do it. You know, because the days are getting short, the days are getting darker, and it's a wicked world we're living in. And it's high time the church kind of kicks it up. And I'm telling you, church and pastors, you need to kick it up another notch. Because there's brothers and sisters coming in the churches today, and they're walking out. They come in sad, and they're leaving sad. Yes, I know that Jesus can touch him, but who does Jesus use? And he has to use you. So open your mouth. Even Moses said, I don't know how to speak. And you know what God told him? Well, Moses, open your mouth. And I'm calling on all you that are listening to me, open your mouth. There's brothers and sisters that are passing by you daily. And what are you doing? What are you doing? You're remaining silent. Oh, I can't, you know, they don't know me. They don't need to know you. They know Jesus. They just want a word of encouragement. Are you to love on them? You know, they can preach all they want, but it's high time we do what the Bible says we're to do. Don't be just a hearer of the word, but be a doer. You know, that's the problem with the Pharisees here. They were telling Jesus, hey, tell those boys to be quiet. What did Jesus tell them? I'm not going to tell them to be quiet, because if I do, then you're going to have to tell the rocks to be quiet, because the rocks will start praising me. And I tell you, it's high time that we, the church, do what the word says that we are to do. Be not just a hearer of the word, but be a doer. You know, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goeth to the Father. It's only through Jesus. It's not Muhammad. It's not Sun Young Moon, Buddha, you know, Allah. It's Jesus. And I'm not here to pick on any one of those, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the light. No man goeth to the Father, but it's through Christ and Christ alone. He went to that cross, shed his precious blood, that you and I might have life and life more abundantly. I'm telling you, saints of God, it's time to kick it up another notch. Pastors, you that are listening, you need to kick it up another notch. You know, you need to kick it up another notch. And I'm not picking on pastors. I'm saying this is a day and age that we are living in. That's, the days are getting darker. And, you know, you can build your big buildings. And I'm not against buildings by no means. But we need to be building people, too, along the way. You can have your fancy $40 million churches. You can have your big churches. And I'm not against big churches by no means. But I think it's high time that we hear the essence of Jesus' heartbeat and start doing what he told us to do. Look at the homeless. Look at people that are suffering. You know, don't turn a blind eye. Don't turn a blind eye to these people. You know, what? If Jesus tells you to encourage, you encourage someone. You know, oh, the church will tell me to be quiet. No, don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. Jesus said, if we don't praise him, guess what? The rocks will. If we don't encourage, who's going to do it? Who's going to encourage that brother, that sister? Someone may be having heart surgery. You need to pray for that person. Someone may be going through a surgery with their eyes. You need to pray for that person. And we're missing people, folks. We're missing people. They're coming in our churches and they're leaving faster. And it's a shame. I see it. And when people come to our churches, we need to love on them. And we need to start building people up and encouraging people instead of feeling, well, they don't know me, or, well, I can't do that. Well, all I know is Jesus said, God said, open your mouth and I'll feel it. And it's time that we stop being hearers of the word and start being a doer. Because I tell you what, you know, Satan's alive and well on this earth. He's alive and well. And I tell you what, it's high time to kick devil's tail. Because if you don't do it, he's going to kick your tail. And so we need to be fired up for Jesus today, you know, because if you go to church and you don't worship him, I tell you what, and you just don't open your mouth and start singing, then Jesus is going to say, I'm going to command the rocks to. You know, if you don't do what the Bible says to do to encourage one another daily, about who's going to do it? If you don't do it, who else is going to come along and do it? No one else. I don't see anyone else. You're called to do it. You know, you can say, well, let someone else do it. But that someone else may not come along. If the Holy Spirit puts something on your heart to do, you just need to do it. Just do it. You know, don't think about it. That's one thing with the Word of God. You know, the Pharisees, they were good. They knew the Word. They were so religious. They had it all in their head. They needed to take it, and some of us need to take the Word and get it from the head to the heart. And when that Word gets to the heart, it's going to stir you up and motivate you and get you to do what Jesus said to do. I mean, I'm being honest with you all. You know, it's time to get fired up for Jesus. Am I right or wrong? Am I right or wrong? I'm right. Because if you don't stand up, if you don't take a stand, I tell you what, the enemy will. The enemy will, you know. And if he be lifted up, he would draw all men. It's not Buddha be lifted up. It's not Muhammad being, Sun Yung Moon being lifted up. Allah being lifted up. It's Jesus being lifted up. And we need to start doing it. We need to be that light into the dark places that Jesus is calling us to be. We need to be fired up, folks. Pastors, you need to fire it up and kick it up another notch. And I'm ministering to some pastors here. You've been singing Kumbaya for too long. It is time for you to minister the Word of God and stir your people up in Jesus' name. You know, you can say, well, let Jesus do it. How's Jesus going to do it? Jesus didn't come down here. You're here. And you are his eyes, his mouth, his ears, his hands, his feet. And when he tells you to do something, do it. Just do it. So I'm going to play a song. And I pray it ministers to you. I pray it's a little long, but I want to have some praise and worship. And I want us to enter a time into his presence where he ministers to you. He ministers to myself. You know, that there are people out there hurting. I see people coming to churches, to groups, and they're hurting, you know, and we need to reach them. We are failing to reach people, you all. We're preaching a good service, you know, Kumbaya singing, we're gone. It is time to reach people and build people. And I'm being honest with each and every one of you. And some of you pastors, don't turn me off. You know, don't turn me off. It is time to reach people instead of building your buildings. You know, I'm not against buildings, but I tell you what, sometimes we get too much into buildings and forget what the building's about. It's about Jesus and building his people up. Or we're going to lose them, folks. Pastors, we're going to lose these people. You know, and we need to reach people where they are and encourage those people to be all that they can be in these last days for Jesus and to stand up. Because we don't stand up, I tell you what, well, the enemy will stand up. The enemy will stand up. And I tell you, there is a certain, I don't want to call them religion, they're not. And I know we have freedom of religion, you know, but this particular group of people, they're not a religion. It's a spirit of death they have. And they're rising up in our land. They're rising up in the world. And they want world domination. Well, you know what? We need to stand up for Jesus. That's all I'm trying to say today. And I hope, you know, you don't call and complain on me. I'm just sharing from my heart. We need to stand up for Jesus like never before. I pray Jesus stirs you up, awakens you, awakens your spirit, awakens your heart, that you would wake up to hear the essence of Jesus' heartbeat, which beats people, 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 people. That's what it's about. It's not things, stuff, money, money. You know, homes. I get one home. I want a bigger home. A pastor gets one church. He wants a bigger church. Then he wants a bigger church. You know, people in ministry want a $40 million jet, $70 million jet. This is insane. It's insanity. You know, we need to be building people. And that's what it's about, building people where they are on the way where Jesus wants them to be. And we're missing it, folks. We're missing it. You know, you go to church and you see people coming in. Well, minister to them. Love on them. You know, love on them. Don't let them go back out that door. They came in, and they might need a hug from you. They might need an encouraging word that the Holy Spirit will put on your heart to give them. And we're missing it. We are missing it. And so I'm going to put on a praise song this morning. And I know I'm getting a little radical here, but I tell you what, I'm telling you, the enemy is radical. Satan, I tell you what, he's radical. He's radical. And if you don't become radical for Jesus, who's going to? You know? Who's going to? Come on, people. You know, come on, church. Let's wake up. May the Holy Spirit stir you and awaken you. Awaken your heart. Awaken your mind. What you're to do for Jesus and his people. It is so critical today that we're living in a time. I think I know I'm rattling on, but I think we spend more time on the internet, websites and all this other stuff than we do spending time with Jesus. We go to church and we ignore people and we leave and we need to spend more time with Jesus, become more sensitive to the things of God. And it's so true, because we're missing divine opportunities. We're missing divine opportunities. And if you don't do it, who else is going to do it? I only read in Jonah, the book of Jonah, there's only one Jonah. And when the word of the Lord came to Jonah, what did he do with it? He ran the other way. Don't you run the other way. When the word of the Lord and the Holy Spirit put something on your heart, you're going to run the other way. Just do it. Just do it, because if you don't do it, who's going to do it? You know, if Jonah didn't step up to the plate, he ran the other way until he got right with God. Who's going to do it? And Jonah had a lot of people in the palm of his hands. How many people do you have in your palm of your hands? If you don't do it, you know, who's going to do it? I don't remember in my Bible reading about Jonah the second, Jonah the third, Jonah the fourth. There's only one Jonah, and there's only one of you. And you need to do what Jesus is calling you to do. I'm trying to stir you all up. I'm trying to stir the church up to hear his heart and to do what he tells us to do, and to be that light into the dark places, to be that blessing that he's called us to be. Because if you don't stand up, I tell you what, the enemy, he's going to run right over us. He's going to run right over us, folks, because we have the word. We have the word of God to stand on. We have the word to stand on and to use it. He said, I can do all things. Paul said, through Christ who strengthens me. No matter what you're going through, no matter what storms you're going through or your brother's going through, I can guarantee you're called to encourage that brother or sister. And you need to kick your spiritual life up another notch, and so do I. And it's time that we just start kicking devil tail. And I mean it. Sorry, Danny. Don't mean to use that word. But it's time we kick devil tail. And instead of him kicking us, you know. Jesus is alive and well on planet Earth, folks. And so let's go into some worship. This is one song I found that I really love. It's a little long. Might have someone calling in. I left them a message. They probably won't, Danny. But I told him to call in 9:20. I went over just a little bit. I'm going to play a praise and worship. It's going to be a little long. Folks, let's worship Jesus this morning. Let's enter his presence. And I hope this song will minister to you as it's ministered to me. It's worthy, and you are holy. Thanks to God, let's worship him.
I will sing of your goodness forever.
Amen. Thanks to God. Amen.
Worthy is your name, Jesus.
Come on, saints of God, sing it.
You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Come on, saints of God. Enter his presence.
Sing this boldly. And now my shame is gone.
Amen.
I stand amazed in your love.
Oh, yeah.
Your grace goes on and on.
Amen.
And I will see of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Jesus,
you
your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Come on, saints of God.
Only you are worthy, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names.
Yes.
Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name.
Saints of God,
you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus.
Yeah. Yes, Lord, we praise you. We love you, Lord. Let us call on you, day or night, Jesus. We worship you, Father. Yes, we do, Father God.
Oh, we'll never give glory to another.
No, no, no.
We'll never give praise to another.
No, we won't, Father God.
Only you, Lord.
Yes, Father.
Only you, Lord.
Yes, only you.
Only you, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
No one else rescued me.
But you, Father God.
No one else lifted my life from the pit of darkness.
Yes.
No one
yes.
Else.
Thank you, Lord. Let's praise him, people. Let's praise him, saints of God.
Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus.
Yes.
You deserve the praise.
Yes, Father God. Don't let us be silent, Father God. Don't let the rocks cry out. Let us cry out, Father God. Praise him, saints of God. Don't let those rocks cry out.
Thank you.
Yes, Father God. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that song, I pray it ministered to you and stirred you up. As the disciples told Jesus, quiet those boys down. And Jesus told them, he said, I tell you, all should keep silent, then the stones will cry out. Don't let the stones cry out, saints of God. Don't let those stones cry out. You cry out. You worship Jesus like never before, that you come to know him as your Lord and Savior. And if you know him, you come closer to him. You get to know him intimately more and more each day. That he increases in your life and not you. Let Jesus increase. Come on, folks. Because if Jesus isn't increasing, who is? Your flesh? Allah? Muhammad? Come on, saints of God. Stand up. Stand up. Open your mouth. And let Jesus give you the words to share. You're called. I believe everyone that comes to know Jesus has a call in their life. And I do. We're called to do something. Not called to be silent. Let's go forth and minister to those that are hurting. Those in need. And I was with a gentleman last week. And he said, there's no hope. And he asked me if he could have another sweater. And I said, you absolutely can. And he said, there's no hope for me, Tom. And I said, there is hope. Hope in Jesus. There is hope. I was down at the homeless shelter passing out some sweaters that were donated to the ministry. And they were very nice sweaters. And thank you, Art and Julie McPherson, for donating these items to the guys. But when the gentleman said, there's no hope, I said, but there is hope. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. Do you have life? Lord, wake us up. Wake us up. Wake me up, Father God. I pray you'll wake pastors up. You know, that is not another job for them, that they take it seriously. And I'm not picking on pastors. I'm not here to pick on pastors. I love pastors. I love missionaries. I love deacons and elders. But come on, guys, let's do our job. Come on, guys. You know, it's not kumbaya, you know, keep your eyes open because there are people coming in and they're coming in depressed, sad, hopeless. Could they be leaving sad, hopeless, depressed? You need to get a hold of them. Keep your eyes open. Let's reach these people. Let's reach these people that we're supposed to be reaching. You know, let's do what Jesus is telling us to do. To be that light into the dark places and start standing up. You know, be that light into the dark places. You know, let's get fired up for Jesus. You know, let's spend more time with him. Let's empty, as Paul said, St. Paul, that we decrease, that Jesus increases. How do we do that? Read the word, spend more time in prayer with him. Said, Lord, help me. I need help. I need to be fired up. Let's kick it up another notch, Lord. Take me to another level. Take me to another level. But I tell you what, you know, you may agree with this, you may not. You know, new levels, new devils. And I tell you what, there are a lot of them out there. There are a lot of them out there today. You know, are they beating you up? You're not using the word of God? You know, if you're hopeless? No. Jesus offers hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, joy to the joyless. He does. Just ask him. You receive not, the word says, because you've asked not. Ask him. Ask him if you need a healing touch in your body. I do. Just start asking him. You know, it may take some time. Jesus may use a doctor, he may use medicine, or he can turn you over when you sleep and touch your back, touch your heart, touch your kidneys, touch your eyes. Come on, folks. Jesus said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, oh, well, those miracles are gone. No, they're not. No, they're not. Jesus is not done with his church yet. Things still happen. Do you believe? He went to that cross. The greatest miracle is he gave you life. And life more abundantly. You come to know him as your Lord and Savior. You pour your heart out to him. Lord, I repent of my sins. I want to come to know you like never before. Come into my life, Father. Come into my heart, Jesus. You said, old things are passed away. Behold, I become a new creature. Come on, saints of God. Come on. You know, minister the word of God to people. People are hurting. They're hurting all around us. When you can see it. When you even get in a car and drive, how people treat you on the road. Go to a grocery store and they're pushing their cart into you. It's just madness, folks. It's madness out there. And I'm asking the church to come on, speak up and stand up. You know? Come on. Speak up. Stand up. You know, when you go to church, you grab that sister and say, how are you doing? How are you feeling? You go to a homeless shelter. Minister to them. Open your mouth. Open your heart. You know? Come on, folks. Come on, folks. This is a new year. This is a new year. The Word of God tells us that without a vision, my people perish. Are you perishing? Because you're turning a blind eye like Jonah did? When you're not spending enough time with God for him to reveal what you're called to do? Because you want to run the other way? I'm good at that. When I get assignments from the Lord, I run away all the time. I don't want to anymore. I want to hear his heart. And what he says to do, do it. Do it. And he will give you the strength. You might not have the ability, you know, to do what he's calling you to do. When I went in the mission field, I didn't have the ability to work with a doctor building orphan homes. But one thing I did have, the availability and the willing heart like the disciples had, to lay my military career down to go follow Jesus and do what he says to do. And I'm here to tell you, had I not gone to work with Dr. Patrick, which I didn't want to do, I really didn't, because I wanted to stay in the military and get that pension check. See, I had that mindset, I want a pension, I want a pension, I want a pension. Well, for me, my career ended, and I went to Hawaii to work with a doctor. Had I not gone, well, the Dr. Patrick and the mission team finished, I believe it was 37 orphanages, provided the gospel, the Jesus movie, and thousands came to know Christ. You know, had I not gone, what would have happened? Who else would have done it? You know? And every day Jesus is challenging you. He's challenging me. There's some pastors listening. He's challenging you. You know, put those blueprints aside. Forget those blueprints on that next building. Forget it. Be faithful what God gave you now. Build those people who come into your church. Start building them up and start encouraging them to do what Jesus told them to do. Come on, folks. Pastors, throw those blueprints away. Let's stop building buildings, building jetliners that we can fly in because we're anointed. We're not anointed. Only Jesus is, you know? I heard a pastor say he had to have a $70 million jet because he didn't want to be, guess, contaminated, polluted by the world. Where would Jesus be today? He'd be on those planes ministering to people. We've gotten haughty, folks. We have gotten haughty in ministry. Well, it's about me and I'm anointed. No, you're not anointed. It's only Jesus. It's his anointing that breaks the yoke, not yours. It's not your building. It's his building. Start building people. Start encouraging people. Don't give up. And I'm ministering to a pastor, and you're listening. You want to turn me off? Don't do it. Because this message is for you. Jesus wants to stir you even more. And I pray that you will be stirred like never before. I pray we'd all be shaken like never before. This is a new year, a new dawn, a new day, and a new beginning for us. And I pray we would take things seriously now. You know, rise up. Now, come on now. If you don't praise him... Oh, the Pharisees were telling, hey, tell those boys to be quiet. And Jesus said, I'm not going to do it. Because if I do, the rocks then are going to cry out. The things of the earth will cry out. They know who made those rocks. Jesus did. Who made the earth? Jesus did. Come on, folks. Let's wake up. Wake up. Me too. I'm trying to wake up myself. I know it's cold out there. I know. You know? I know you haven't had your second cup of coffee. You don't need it. Jesus will help you. Let him. Let him stir you up. Let him shake you, awaken you like never before. You know? Do the things he's telling you to do. Come on, folks. And I tell you what. Remember, the scriptures tell us, without a vision, my people perish. And I don't want to see you perishing. I don't want to see you perishing, folks. I don't want to see the pastors. I want pastors to thrive, evangelists to thrive, the good ones, rather. And I want missionaries to thrive and be prosperous. We got to do our job, saints of God. I think we've dropped the ball. I really do. And you might say I came today having a critical spirit. I don't have a critical spirit. I'm just trying to stir you up, wake you up, draw you and push you closer to Jesus like never before. That you'll never be the same. And when you go in to worship Jesus, put your hands up and worship him. Put your hands up. Don't care what anyone thinks. You know, if the crowd tells you to be quiet, well, you know, I know we're to do all things in decency and order, but you can raise your hands and worship Jesus. Your church doesn't believe in it, well, you go somewhere else where they do raise their hands, you know, and worships Jesus, you know. Come on, folks. Come on, pastors. You know, we're in the end, you know, and it's getting darker. You turn on the TV, and I tell you what, it's. I don't even want to watch it anymore. It's just, it's so, I can't begin, I have no words to share what's going on this earth. We have lost our ever-loving minds. I don't know if that's scripture or a spiritual for me to tell you all that, but we've lost our minds. The only way we're going to get our minds back is put a perfect peace whose his. The scriptures tell us, perfect peace whose his, whose mind is stayed on Jesus. Not your circumstances, not your money, not your home, not your stocks, not your job, Jesus. Let's be about the Father's work. And let's stir other people up. Let's don't go into church silently. And if you see someone, you minister to them. You encourage them. You know, the pastors can't do it all. They can't. And I believe in my heart that he wants to stir each and every one of you that are listening up, me included. Lord, help me. But I don't want the rocks to cry out. I don't want the religious people tell me to be quiet, and I'm not going to be quiet. I want you to spend more time with Jesus. I want each and every one of you to spend more time with Jesus. Fall deeper in love with him, folks, not the things on this earth. That's why people are angry, you know. They're just, it is insanity. It is insanity. I don't know how these people have time to throw rocks through a window and be screaming at one another. You know, voice your opinion, but do it lovingly. Do it decently, you know. But we have to scream. We have to yell. We, you know, come on, saints of God. Let's do what he tells us to do, you know. Yeah, I know the church isn't out there doing all this stuff. Some folks may be, but we're living in a world that's just everyone's angry. Everywhere you turn, they're angry. Drive a car, they're wanting to knock you off the road. If you go to the store, they want to shove their carts into you. They want to yell at you. Everybody's mean and mad. We need to repent of all this stuff. Our nation needs to repent. Our nation needs to repent. It does. So you voted for who you voted for. You voted, and don't get mad because you voted for this one and this one. You know, get your mind off of that. You know, perfect peace whose mind, who stayed on Jesus. You know? The fervent, effectual prayer, the word says, the Bible tells us, the fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous availeth what? Much. Not little, much. Are you praying? Are you standing in for that brother? Are you standing in for your pastor? Are you encouraging one another daily? Or are you encouraging one another yearly? The word says in Hebrews 3:13, encourage one another daily. I challenge you. Start doing it. Jesus is challenging you. Just do it. Just do it. Let him wake you up. Let him stir you up. I pray a revival hits our land. Some say we might have a revival. Some say it's too late. The church, and we've gone cold. We've absolutely gone cold. You know, have we? He'd rather us not be lukewarm, but hot for Jesus. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The scriptures tell us he wants us to not be lukewarm, but hot for him. That people will see you and say, hey, there's something different about you. That you'd have an opportunity to share Jesus with these people. With people that you meet, that you can encourage your brother and sister. Like that brother told me, there's no hope at the homeless shelter. last week. There is hope. There is hope. And our hope is not found in things on this earth. Our hope is not found in the government, folks. And people are screaming, we don't need a king. We have a king. And that king is Jesus. That king is Jesus. Don't put your trust and confidence. The Bible says, scriptures tell us, don't put your trust and confidence in man. Put him in Jesus. Get your eyes off the things of this earth. Start focusing on what's important, and that is people. That's why Jesus went to the cross to shed his precious blood, that you, that I might have life. And it says, and have it abundantly. Wake up, church. Wake up, pastors. Wake up. It's time to wake up. Well, my program's just about over. Lord, stir us up. Stir me up. Shake me, Lord. Wake me up. Let me hear the essence of your heartbeat, which beats people. 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 That's what's important. Not buildings. Buildings. Another $40 million building and we get the church in debt. It's people we need to be building, pastors. Remember that, pastors. It's people. Remember that, saints of God. It's not your next luxury car. It's people we need to be building. You know, it's not these evangelists that are flying these $70 million jets. God help them, that we be building people and not our jetliners, looking all good. And it's not your anointing, the evangelist. It's his anointing that breaks the yoke, not yours. And you need to be around some stinky people, that they come to know Jesus. So get off your high horse. Go fly commercial and minister to some of these people. Stop hiding. Well, until next week, I pray that, Denny, how much time I have left? Another minute? All right, folks. My program's almost over, and I pray you're encouraged. Don't let the rocks praise him. The Pharisee said, Jesus, tell him to be quiet. Jesus said, well, if I tell him to be quiet, then the rocks are going to praise him. Do you want the rocks to praise him? Are you going to let the rocks cry out this week and you're not? You're not going to praise him, but you're going to let the rocks? It's time you start praising him more and more and more and more. Come on, pastors, kick it up another notch in your church. Throw those blueprints away if you're going to build a church. Start building people. Let's start being about the Father's work and build people and strengthen them. Encourage them while today is still called the day. Don't forget that. And draw near to him as he said, I will draw nearer to you. He'll draw nearer to you. When his heart beats, that beats people. When your heart beats, it should be people. Jesus, people. Jesus and people. Well, until next week, my program's over. May God continue to stir you up, wake you up, fire you up. God bless you till next week.
You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones. Let the people clap their hands. Angels shout, the Redeemer's name.